This is the Xbox 360. It's part of what is known as the seventh generation of gaming consoles. Why did I pick this over the PS3? A lot of people want to know that. I'm such a Sony fanboy. You know, I owned a PlayStation when it first came out. I had one of the first PlayStations. I mean, I owned a PlayStation 2. I own a PS... Well, I still own a PS2. It's sitting right over there. I own a PSP. But why not a PS3? Why did I jump ship on Sony like this? This podcast will not only answer these questions, but I'll describe the Xbox in its entirety. I'll play a couple games, and there's a few other surprises that I'm not going to give away. So, let's start this thing, shall we? Now I'll start by describing this console. The console is rectangular shaped, and it's flat. It's like a big digital cable box, but it's a bit taller, and it can go on either its side or, like, you know, lengthwise. Now it's big. It is bigger than a PS2. In fact, my PS2 is sitting on top of it with plenty of room to spare. So it's not something that's portable. It's not something you're going to lug around. On the front of the console, starting from the left-hand side, we have the CD tray, or the DVD tray, whatever you want to call it. Moving on from the DVD tray, we have this little button here that we use to tell the console we have other controllers we want to connect to it. We have a large button, which is what powers the console. And then to the right, there are two USB ports. That's right, USB. Everything on this console is USB. There's no more weird controller ports. It's all USB. On the bottom of the console, kind of under the tray, there's two memory card slots. Hey, one of them I've already broken the slot off of. I don't know how I did it, but I already snapped it. And so there's two memory slots. And that's pretty much the front of the console. On the back, you've got, you know, connectors for USB. There's two more USB ports. There is a power connector. There's your connector for your composite cables. On the left side is where you would connect the hard drive. The Xbox has these hard drives that are, like, detachable that you can attach and detach at will. And I have a 60 gig in here right now. If I wanted to, I could buy a 120. But 60 gig was enough for me. It's enough to store all my games, store my saves, my movies, and other fun stuff that I might want to add, like downloadable content for various games. So up next, we're going to take a look at the controller, and then we'll start this party. Here in my hands is probably the most important part of any console. It's the controller. And the Xbox controller is great. The one that ships with the system is wireless. I bought a second one, which is red. I don't know why, I just wanted a red controller, and they were offering it with a play and charge kit. And what is a play and charge kit, you ask? Well, let me explain. Normally, with these controllers, you have to put in batteries because the Xbox is wireless, and well, the power's got to come from somewhere. Now, you can either, you know, eat through a whole box of AA batteries, or you can use this handy lithium power pack. And, well, what happens, Liam, if I'm playing and it runs out of power, you say? Well, just attach the handy USB cable to the controller, and you can keep on playing while you're charging. Thus, play and charge. Now, let's describe the controller. Controller has two sticks, one on each side. They're kind of like the PS2, if you're familiar with that. You've got a stick here and a stick here. You have a D-pad, which really is probably the weak point of the system. Now, I understand people in Europe have a better D-pad than we do, and I don't know how they got off so lucky. We have the crappy one that is touchy as all hell. We have a select button. We have a start button. In the middle, we have a big button that you can't miss. It is the Xbox button. And I think PS3, they have their home button. The Wii has the home button. We have an Xbox button. We have two triggers on either side here. And they kind of look like gun triggers. In fact, a lot of games that use shooting, I think, like to use the triggers. I was trying the demo of Crackdown yesterday, and that used the triggers. Above those, we have two bumper buttons. And we have four round buttons. I don't know what you want to call them. Kind of like what the PS2 and the PSX and the PS3 have. You have your, you know, four buttons. And this one, instead of it being X, circle, square, and triangle, respectively, it's A, B, X, and Y. And I like that better because when writing game reviews and control stuff, they can use the letters instead of funny symbols that your screen reader can't read. The controller also has a really, really cool feature in the front of it. You can plug in a headset. And so in certain games, you can have speech. And I don't mean like, you know, Jaws. I'm talking like when you're playing multiplayer with somebody, you can actually hear what's going on. And that is really useful for so many reasons. And it's fun. It's just plain fun. They use it a lot in like Halo and everything, but I believe some of the fighting games use it. And I haven't perfected that concept, so look for a later podcast on multiplay. But, you know, I'm sure I can get into that at some point. We'll figure it all out. So up next, we're going to start the console. We're just going to jump right into it and start moving around the menus and having some fun. Now, this is the exciting part. This is what everyone's looking forward to. This is the part where we start the console up. So let's do that. Now, to start the console, I can do any number of wonderful things. Actually, two of them. I can either hit the power button on the console, or I can hold down the power button on this controller. And my understanding is this turns on the controller and turns on the drive, or the Xbox itself. Now, if you just turn on the Xbox, your controller is still off. You actually have to physically turn the controller on. So we're just going to hold down this button for about a second, and the Xbox will spring to life. Now, my Xbox is turned on, and it just pinged, which most likely means that I just signed in. Now you're going to hear another ping in just a second, which should tell me how many friends are online. Of course, this does me no good as I cannot see the screen, but that's okay. All right, there it is. Now, on the main screen of the Xbox, we have what's called the dashboard. When you first get your Xbox, you have an older. This is the newer one. This is the nice one. You have an older one, which you won't use because your system will update itself. We have about 7 or 8 tabs. It depends. Sometimes you can hide the welcome tab. So we have a number of tabs here that I can move through using up and down. And you'll hear that as I move, it's a kind of a visual to options, I guess, slide out, or it's, you know, supposed to look pretty. So we have like Spotlight, Welcome, Video Marketplace, Events. The one that I like, that I use the most, is my Xbox. And as you hear, I am moving left to right, right to left, selecting options. And as you select things, it makes this sound. Now, one of the problems with the Xbox is that you can move to the far left and to the far right on these things, and they don't wrap. However, a slight oversight on Microsoft's part, these wrap. These wrap all day long. It is really frustrating, but there's a nice easy way around it. If I tap this Xbox button in the middle, I come up with the quick menu, and by pressing the A button, I go back to the dashboard, and I start at the top. So, I could sit here all day and go over everything this thing does. But instead, we're going to play a game, and I'm going to describe to you how I get to the game. I'm not going to describe the controls of the game because, well, that would be for a different podcast. But we're going to play a game of Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. I'm going to play as Smoke. So I'm going to fire up the game, and here's how I do it. I go to the quick menu. You can either go to the quick menu, or you can actually go to your My Xbox menu. I like the quick menu because this is how I do it. I go left once. I go down to game library. This pops up. I go right into collections. And here I have like all titles, full Xbox games, demos, and the one that I want, arcade games. And the beauty of Xbox 360 is you can download games straight to your hard drive. And I'll find a way to demonstrate that. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but that is worth demonstrating at some point. So I go up once to Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, and the problem is this game's menu does wrap, so there is no top and bottom, but I know that my first game is Aegis Swing, and it's good to take an inventory of the games you have. Sometimes you have to do it the slow way where you play each game, but that's sometimes how you have to do it. So we're going to choose Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, and we have three options here. We have play, downloadable content, and uninstall. And we don't want to uninstall that. We want to keep it. So we're going to just play here. I hit A to play. And in just a moment, we're going to play some Mortal Kombat. And pardon me, I have a stuffy nose. I didn't want to record this tonight, but a lot of people wanted to hear it, so I figured might as well get it done. So, Mortal Kombat time. Like I said, I'm playing as Smoke. Assuming I can find him. Where are you, Smoke? Smoke. There you are. Smoke is fun. Ooh, through the roof he goes.
Smoke wins. Round two, fight.
Come on. Ooh, well, I'm fighting Reptile, it seems. Of course, wouldn't you know it, I don't know any fatalities. Wins. So I'll play one more fight here, and I'm going to describe a couple things. Fight. Ooh. Now, you heard a ping there. That most likely means someone signed on. Or I have a message. Come on. And for messages, I can actually read them online. Amongst a bunch of other features. Okay, now, a couple things I want to point out. I'm done playing the game. How do I get back to the dashboard? We can try and go through the game to find the quit option, or you can press the Xbox button. First option is dashboard. It says, are you sure you want to quit this game and go back to the dashboard? Well, yes, I do. So I go up, and I hit A. And now, I am back at the dashboard. There we are. Now, as you play games, you can earn what are called achievements. And these are certain things that when you go online, it'll say, hey, you've unlocked this number of achievements and you've earned this number of points. Each arcade title has 12 achievements, totaling 200 points. Each Xbox 360 game has 50 or so, totaling 1,000. Microsoft has strict rules on what can be how many points that an achievement can be worth and all that stuff. So that's a quick demo of how to start a game. When we come back, I am going to break out Mortal Kombat versus DC, show you a full 7th generation game in its full glory, and I've got a surprise up my sleeve, which I will show you. And I think you'll like it. So I played a game from 1995 called Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, which you just heard. I'm going to play a game from last year called MK vs. DC. And you'll notice many differences between Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 and MK vs. DC. I had a hard time picking which character I wanted to demonstrate, so I'm going to pick a couple. As each match goes, I'll pick a different one. So we'll do three characters. I'm going to start with Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero's specialty is freezing people. And let me say they did that justice in this game. We're going to play as Scorpion, who is a classic MK character. And then we're going to play as the Joker. And the Joker is off the DC side, and he's fun. He's one of my favorite characters. So, to start a game, I have put the disc in the console before I, a little earlier, I had some technical difficulty, so I'm re-recording this part. But I put the disc in the console. The quickest way to start a game is to go up once and hit A. All right. So I had a little hiccup there, but it's recording. And we have the title screen. I'm going to skip the title screen. Now, I'm going to play arcade mode. And I set this up already. I'm trying to turn the music down a little bit. And so you get a better idea of the sound effects. I may have to turn it down just a little bit more. In fact, I think I'm going to do that. Just a little bit. There we go. Okay. Now, what's nice about this game, the menus do not wrap. I'm at the top of the menu, I'm at the bottom. Back up to the top. Good. Alright. So we're going to pick story mode. And we get our collection of characters here. I start on Scorpion. So I'm going to move once for Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero.
And this game introduces a lot of new elements. You have a free-fall combat. You have a thing where you punch the guy through walls. You have a rage meter. When it fills up, you get super strength and can beat the daylights out of them. So we're going to play here. Now, this game doesn't announce who we're fighting, but in most cases, every guy's voice is different. We can pick it out. So we're going to play a Sub-Zero. Just check out the audio here. I'll jump in after the first fight.
Round one, fight.
As you heard, I was freezing. By the way, I'm fighting the Joker.
Fight.
And I'm just punching him. There's an uppercut. Give him a couple kicks. Now, as you'll hear, he actually moves depending on where he is.
Him.
And sadly, I don't know his fatality, but he was on my left, and in my headphones, he was on my left side, which is pretty nice, I would say. Now, I'm going to skip ahead. We're going to jump to another fight. I'm going to skip characters, though. I'm going to choose a different character, and I'm going to choose Scorpion.
Round one, fight.
And I'm going back to the character select screen.
Scorpion.
I'm going to play a Scorpion now. Just to give you an idea of different characters. Now, Scorpion's specialty, he has that spear that he shoots out of his hand and grabs the guy with. And you actually heard that Smoke had the same thing in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, but I think you'll hear that the spear This game's a bit improved. Sounds like I'm fighting. Of course, Scorpion can spit fire. We have an extra mode called Close Combat, where now I'm boxing with him. Well, it didn't last that long. I'll show you. I'll show you next time here. All right, let's do Close Combat again. Come here. Ooh. There we go. See if I can do Rage Mode. Nope, not yet. Lit him on fire, which he wasn't too keen about. Ooh, free fall combat. Now we are falling. And I did a special move to him. Oops. Now, in the next fight, we're going to switch to the Joker, and the Joker has a plethora of fun moves. And then I have one more surprise for you inside MK versus DC.
The Joker.
So we're going to load this up and play as the Joker. And the Joker has lots of fun little moves. He's my favorite character in this game.
Round
I have so
one.
Much fun with him.
Fight.
Put her there. Shake. Give me five.
Joker's got this move where he zaps him, but she won't come close enough for me
Put
to do
her
it.
There.
Bops her with the boxing glove. He throws bombs. Pulls out a pistol. Whips her.
The Joker wins.
Got that sweet, like, combo move. Which is that cool six-hit thing.
Give me five.
Okay.
The Joker wins. Flawless victory. Fatality.
Now, if you're wondering, what did the Joker just do? I'll describe it as best as I can. The Joker takes out a pistol, pulls the trigger. A sign pops out saying, bang. He cackles. Then, just out of nowhere, he decides to pull out a real pistol and blow their head off. So, if you're curious as to what that was about, that was that. Now, I have a surprise for everybody. And you will hear it in just a second. So, I tried to record this the first time. And it didn't work out. So, I got to fire up the Xbox again to do this part. But this is the important part that I want to show you. So, we're going to fire this up here. And, remember how I mentioned to you guys that you could play on multiplayer? Yeah, I'm going to show you that. Thought I was going to save it, but we're going to do it. I figure, what the hell? Might as well get it done. So we're going to play it on MK versus DC. I'm going to show you with a couple quick button presses. You can play a live human opponent anytime. So wait for the game to load. Get through the title screens. Like I said, this is really simple to do. Maybe similar on the PS3 version, I don't know. But again, I know really little about PS3 because I am an Xbox person and that's how it is. Alright, so I start at the one-player mode. I go down to Xbox Live. And the first option, I believe, is like, you know, online match or something. I don't know what it is, but I hit A on it. And we just wait a little bit. I'm just going to kind of chill out and wait. Because it can take 5 seconds or 20 for it to find somebody. But yeah, while we're waiting, just, I mean, keep in mind that, you know, there's much more that this thing can do. Which I haven't even demonstrated. You can watch videos. It's got Netflix capability. I'll show you in the coming podcast how we can connect to the website and actually download things we want, how we can check our gamer score, check our messages, and we'll play online with some friends. I know Mike's got his, so play online with him. Still waiting for an opponent. It can either take 2 minutes or like 20 seconds. It all depends. For me, it's usually been really fast. But there's any number of factors that go into it. And this is really... like, the one time I want to demonstrate this, it just doesn't work. Thanks, Xbox. You're making me look real good. At least you can enjoy the music, right? Again, this game is available for both PS3 and Xbox 360. The only way to play me, though, is to get the 360 and its accompanying game, because I don't have a PS3, and I don't plan on getting one. Here we go. We got an opponent. Now, I let them pick first, because I'm just such a gentleman. Pick.
Darkseid.
Oh, shit. Fine. You won't play like that.
Shao Kahn.
Okay. You're going to get an epic battle right here. This guy wanted to pick Darkseid. I'm like, you know, you're not putting a boss up against another character. I'm playing a boss if you're playing a boss. That's just how it's going to work. So here we go. Remember, it's me and another live human. Oh, boy.
Round one. Fight. Test your might.
Ooh! Darkseid won that fight.
Round two. Fight!
I wish you hadn't picked Darkseid, but... Oh!
Darkseid.
That was a very brief, fight. But that shows you exactly how multiplayer works, or in my case, doesn't work. We're I'll wrap it up right now. This has been a demo of the Xbox, how it works. Like I said, over the coming weeks, I will post up more podcasts. I hope. I mean, It's all up if you guys like them or not. If you like them, I'll post more. If you don't, then I don't see a point. I'll post more on the menus. I definitely want to get into how you can download content and how you can use it if you are visually impaired. And that's always the big question I get. I get, you know, Liam, how do you do this if you can't see? Well, this is how. And so I'll try and give you as many examples as I can. If you have any questions or comments, Liam at liamervin.com. That's L-I-A-M at L-I-A-M-E-R-V-E-N.com. The podcast, of course, is at feeds.feedburner.com/Liam's Land, L-I-A-M-S-L-A-N-D. And that's, you know, you find all the stuff about it. And, of course, I mean, if you're hearing this, you probably know. But if not, then you don't. Try and maybe this will end up getting posted on Blind Cool Tech. And if you're hearing this on Blind Cool Tech, hey, cool, it got posted. So anyways, this is a example of the Xbox 360. Expect more down the road. This is Liam. Thanks for listening.